Chapter 1. Rose leaned over and stroked the cheek of baby Charlotte, nestled against Georgina, owner of the local cafe and, more recently, her employer. How could a newborn's skin be so impossibly soft? She straightened and looked around as the newly built Women's Institute Hall in Bullitt filled up with wedding guests. It was hard to believe she was here in this town. If only her sister Lily was with her. The air was heavy with the fragrance of hundreds of colorful flowers, the likes of which Rose had never seen before. At the front of the hall, the seven handsome Mason brothers stood in a somber line flanking the groom. Rose's gaze centered on Bishop, standing next to his twin brother. Rose was here for only one reason, to find her sister. And while they didn't know it yet, the twins were slated to be her number one accomplices in that goal. She stood, along with everyone else, as the background music abruptly changed in tempo. Most heads turned toward the back of the hall, where the bridesmaids, including the baby's mother, Laura, led the bridal procession. Rose never took her eyes off Bishop. Rose is watching you like a hawk. Bishop's twin brother, Baron, leaned over and spoke directly in his ear. Bad choice of words, Bishop replied, low-voiced from the corner of his mouth. You're right, really bad. Bishop's gaze slid past the blonde in question, who was seated next to Georgina. She was a piece of work, all right. Up to no good, it would appear. He refrained from further comment as the bride glided toward where Blake, the groom, stood at the front of the hall. A wedding was hardly the time or place to focus on their suspicious stowaway or their mortal enemy, Guy Hawks, the man who had killed their brother in front of their eyes. The man whom they, along with the other Mason brothers, had sworn a blood oath to destroy. It took very little time for the vows and rings to be exchanged, the groom to kiss his bride, and the guests in the hall to noticeably relax. Bishop exhaled, aware he'd not been the only one on edge, as the brothers all waited to see if Hawks would choose today to make another move against them.
How many more weddings do you think there'll be?
Baron asked, as the line of groomsmen disbanded. Bishop shrugged.
Understand we've got a christening up next.
Oh, yeah, Baron said. Brody and Laura were waiting for Braden to get back from his honeymoon.
He shot his twin a cheeky grin.
Don't rightly understand why one of us wasn't slated for the role of godfather.
Bishop snorted.
Who in their right mind would want either of us to see to their young one's spiritual development?
As Baron wandered off, Bishop glanced across the room, where Rose had been watching his every move. He stayed where he was, didn't look away, and neither did she.